to step out into our phenomenal bushland right here in our very own backyard. Let's go forest bathing. It's a Japanese practice that has nothing to do with a bathtub. Lucy Van Sambeek took me and my colleague Sarah Maunder forest bathing at Nambucca Heads.
The walk will be a series of invitations and you can choose to interpret them in whatever way you like. So from this moment on, probably walk 50 metres or so and just pay attention to what's in motion. So what are you noticing?
I noticed some little creatures, some little moths. And I noticed that some trees are moving and others aren't.
I was noticing the shadows on the ground and the pattern that that makes. So it's just the little things that might seem really insignificant, but help us to become grounded and just appreciate these small moments.
I actually felt nervous walking at such a slow pace, which seems stupid. It took a while to be like, all right, turn the brain off. It's okay to take two steps every 30 seconds.
So this isn't about the destination.
Yeah, it's about the journey.
Yeah, a very slow one.
To admit, the first time I read about Lucy Van Sambeek's forest bathing, I imagined a clawfoot bathtub set up in the secluded Australian bushland and myself lying back enjoying a warm, long, peaceful soak. But forest bathing is not like that at all.
In the 1980s, the Japanese had a lot of issues with mental health, so their response was to implement a mental health initiative using nature, the practice of Shinrin Yoku. So when I do a nature therapy walk, I am taking people out on a very slow walk in nature, very mindful walk, helping people de-stress, slow down, and just get back to connecting with the environment around us. I think it's a bit like a yoga practice. We're quite prepared to pay $20 for three sessions a week. The benefits of coming on a nature-guided walk is that the benefits can last a month. If you come on a three-hour walk, then those health and wellbeing benefits last a month.
What are those benefits? When people finish their 3 hours with you, what do they say to you?
But there's lots of studies coming out about the benefits for sleep, depression and anxiety, thinking clearer, more productive at work. And most people can, when they think about being out in nature, they know that it's good for them. It's nice to know that there's this science to back it up, that it's actually changing the makeup in our brain. So if you're a very stressful person or you've been through a lot of trauma, it can be really helpful to rewire your brain so that the sympathetic nervous system is not kicking in so much.
How did you learn about this practice?
So I did a week-long training with the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy. My background as a social worker and counsellor was spending time, particularly with the Tiwi Islands mob, in a counselling role with children and families. So I learnt a lot from the elders there about the importance of being on country and their connection to the land. We did some family healing bush camps together, so that involved taking the families that were in difficult situations, perhaps experienced domestic violence or alcohol and drug issues, out to their country where they often don't have access. So I learned a lot from them about, their spiritual connection. So I think there's about 8 to 10 guides in Australia located in Adelaide, Sydney, Hobart, and up near Byron Bay. Yeah, so it's only just starting to get a bit of a presence here.
Anyway,
we're going to go down this way.
This gorgeous little creek. When I was here last, I had no water in it.
If you want to, just for a minute, gaze at the water. I often talk about an elder from the Northern Territory whom I met, Miriam Rose Ungamira. She talks about this idea called Dadiri, which roughly translates to contemplation. So when Aboriginal people sit on country, they just practice this Dadiri, which is just sitting in quiet reflection and not doing anything else but being. And I really love that concept. It's something I've been hanging on to for a while. So do you want to do this for a minute?
Let's go.
You can look that way and I'll look this way.
All right.
Tell us what you're noticing.
So
So I think I struggled to actually stare at the water, and instead I was staring at the light and dark of the canopy reflection. And then I was noticing the fact that my breathing completely slowed down. And then I was noticing the fact that I wasn't actually thinking about anything, which is very unusual for me.
The whole idea is to get people out of their heads and just feeling, yeah, and sensing and being. So what I noticed was, yeah, my racing heartbeat. And that's probably because we've been on a very quick walk when I would normally not be going so busy. And obviously having a microphone in my face. And, yeah, over that minute or so that we just stopped and stared at the water, I could feel my heart gradually slowing down. It was almost like the trees were encouraging me to breathe. And I took some deep breaths. And that really helped. So that's what happened to me in that minute.
These guided walks are all pretty new. What sort of response have you had, and where are people travelling from to connect with you and do this?
So I'm starting to get some interest from people who are visiting the coast, and they want to get into the mountains. So I'll take people up to Arara East State Forest, just out of Coffs Harbour. It's very close, and people can experience what the land looked like thousands of years ago before us white fellas arrived. I'm hoping that local people will get out into their backyards. So I do guide walks at Nambucca State Forest, and I spent a whole day there during my practicum. The wildlife in there is just amazing, and people live right on the back of it. You only just need 5 or 10 minutes a day to step outside and walk in that forest and, yeah, just appreciate what's there.
The people that you've had who have done this with you, and they've come from interstate, what have they said to you after their individual walks?
Oh, these people have had pretty profound experiences, because when you're doing a one-on-one guided walk, I guess when we come to sharing what we're noticing, people feel a lot more safe and comfortable to offer up some really, really profound, deep sharing. And that's a real privilege for me to hear. But I always say it's the forest doing all the work. I'm just providing that opportunity. I'm kind of the one in the middle to let that happen. The forest medicine is here if you want it, and people will interpret that in whatever way they want. I just provide an opportunity to access it.
How do you think we'll see the practice of forest bathing, of nature therapy, start to grow in Australia over the coming months and years and decades?
Well, what I'd like to see is the medical system really embrace this mental health and wellness prevention initiative. It's been part of the Japanese culture for quite some time, and it's starting to take off in America and Germany, where GPs are prescribing green prescriptions. So if you come to a GP stressed, this would be the first port of call.
I'd heard what Lucy had said about the benefits of nature therapy, but I was still dubious. And everyone I had told I was going to do this had also had a bit of an eye roll and questioned whether it would really work or was just another health fad.
I understand where people are coming from, that they might think that this is, yeah, just another fad. However, I think that's why it's important for us as guides to have knowledge about the scientific research and what that tells us. Having the science there is good for those skeptics, but in the end, as human beings, we all know about the benefits of being in nature. How often have we done it in the past year?
What are you doing in not just Australia, but also, I guess, this Asia Pacific region as well, to help others find their way to become a guide and to train in nature therapy?
Well, actually, I'm heading over to New Zealand next month. I've been asked to step up into a trainer's assistant role. We'll be training up 10 or 12 people who I'm not sure where they're from yet. They could be from other parts of the world. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've never been to New Zealand before, and I'm sure that the forests there will have something to give me.
So why should we all, you know, get out for a bushwalk ASAP?
Because, like you said earlier today, things are very busy in your office. And within 5 minutes, I think you were starting to feel the benefits of just slowing down and noticing and just staring at some water. Yeah, noticing what's moving up in the trees and stopping. We don't have to rush through life. We can take our time. So if you're walking down to the beach, just notice what's around you and what you're passing. Because even this morning, as I went for my morning walk, I stopped and watched the water, and there was this massive leech on the tree next to me. Have you ever been that close to a leech that you can just appreciate what it does without it sucking your blood?
No.
I would never have noticed that if I hadn't stopped. Yeah, and nature can teach us so much stuff if we just slow down and listen.
The extra cup is for the forest. So we usually toast the forest at the end of our walk. So what I'll get you to do is hold the cup in your hand. And what I want you to do is just feel the sensation of the warmth in your hands. Next, you might just gently inhale and see what you notice. And then when you're ready to taste, I invite you to just hold it in your mouth for a second and, yeah, notice what that does. So we can use all our senses almost to engage with a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And one of the really great practices, we talked about what you could do at home, is sit spot. It's a very simple practice that I encourage people to do every day, is find a place. It could be in your backyard, could be at the local park, somewhere that you can get to really accessibly, and spend 5 or 10 minutes there every day, being in a place of quiet contemplation. Yeah, and one of the beauties of going to the same place every day, whether it's your backyard or wherever, is that the animals get to know you, and after a while they'll start to come out more and more. So I encourage people to do a sit spot if there's one thing to take away, and just notice every day what's changing. So you can, if you do this for a whole year, you will notice different things, because obviously the seasons change, different animals and birds come and go. Yeah, it's a lovely practice to do, particularly after a busy day when you get home. Just give yourself 10 minutes before you tackle dinner or deal with the kids. Yeah, just say, this is my 10 minutes. It's not very much. Yeah, and that 10 minutes can last for a week.
That is Lucy Van Sambeek, taking me for a spot of nature therapy or forest bathing in Nambucca Heads. She's one of 8 trained nature therapists in Australia. If you want to find out more information about the practice and how it's growing in Australia, you can head to that collective of those 8 trained nature therapists. The website is natureandforesttherapy.org if you are interested.
ABC Radio with Kaya Hammond.